We learned today about the death of a Utah librarian, a woman worth remembering. Her name was Jean Layton. Almost 30 years ago, Ms. Layton was fired from her job running the libraries in Davis County, Utah, which is north of Salt Lake City. She had refused to remove a book that a county commissioner thought obscene. We're joined by Peter Giacoma. Jean Layton hired him, and he runs the county library system now. Peter, welcome to Day to Day. Tell us what happened back then.
This would be in 1979, 1980 time, and a patron complained about a particular book, Americana by Don DeLillo. The county library applied its review process as established by the board of directors to determine if the book should be retained. They did determine it should be retained, which wasn't a satisfactory answer for Commissioner Swap, who wanted to have it removed. Jean refused. Because a process established by the board had been followed. The commissioner bided his time, appointed two new board members, and when they had a majority of three, the first thing they did at the first meeting those all three sat in was to terminate Jean.
How did she get her job back then?
She got her job by appealing to the courts, and the determination they made, finally, and this would be at the federal level, was that she was entitled to due process. So it wasn't a decision truly about the First Amendment issue, so she was reinstated.
She essentially had been doing a good job mm-hmm. as a county librarian, and it was a dispute about a particular book, and she shouldn't have been fired for that.
Yes.
As I read into this story, Peter, I saw it turn into a really ugly local dispute because the county eventually was fined $50,000 in this case to cover legal costs.
Yeah.
Insurance would pay half of that. They had to come up with $25,000 otherwise to pay this fine. They turned to Jean Layton and said, okay, you won. Now we have to pay this fine. You take it out of the library's budget.
That's correct. And that is one of the first things that had to be done was that, and I think it was taken out of the book budget to pay that part of the fine.
What did this fight do to her personally?
Well, I think anyone who knew her knew that it did take a toll on her. There was a personal cost, and she bore that. Jean was not a person to back down. She did not go look for this fight. But when it came, she was not going to back down. And it took a toll, but she bore that toll, and she did it so that we did not have to. And I think she carried that load despite a personal cost. But she never regretted it, and she would take the fight on again.
What could you say about Jean Layton personally? Is there some story about her or anecdote that you could recall?
Well, I would just not necessarily speak to an anecdote, but to her a general commitment to libraries. Jean was a perfectionist. She was a librarian at a time when knowing the details of everything mattered. There was no Google. There was what you knew about reference books. And Jean was a dedicated librarian who knew these things in loving detail and applied them as perfectly as she did to her absolutely magnificent gardens, which were award-winning at her house. Just as she tended her garden, she tended the library with great loving detail.
Peter Giacoma runs the library system in Davis County, Utah, remembering Jean Layton, the former librarian who died last week at the age of 77. Peter, thank you.
Well, thank you. It was an honor to speak with you, Mr. Chadwick, about a great woman.